This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Four of the world's most prominent health, trade, and financial organizations on Saturday implored COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make more doses for poorer countries and make it a priority to combat the, quote, acute and alarming shortage. A joint statement by the heads of the World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, and World Bank also said countries which have progressed far in vaccinated against the disease should release doses in favor of less fortunate nations. The leaders said vaccine delivery contracts for poorer nations were being delayed, with less than 5% of purchased doses having been delivered. They are calling on governments to reduce or eliminate barriers to the export of vaccines and all materials involved in producing them, and claim there is an urgent need to tackle supply chain bottlenecks. In countries deemed as high income by the World Bank, 98 doses per 100 people have been injected. That figure drops to 2 per 100 in the lowest 29 income countries. The U.S. military said Saturday the United States Navy is assisting an Israeli-managed oil tanker that was fatally attacked on Thursday off the coast of Oman, adding the ship was likely hit by a drone strike. The vessel is currently being escorted by the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, according to U.S. Central Command. Israel's foreign minister blamed Iran on Friday for the attack, which killed two crewmen, a British and a Romanian. U.S. and European sources familiar with intelligence reporting said on Friday Iran was their leading suspect for the incident, which a U.S. defense official said appeared to have been carried out by a drone, but stressed their governments were seeking conclusive evidence. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.